Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Hey, we're back on air. Part of the week two of the Power Block on Sunday nights. This is Asian Cult Cinema. My name's Mal. With me as always,
Promi.
Yes, and we're very excited. The kickoff of our new Power Block has taken effect last week. We were it was show 200 for the indie circuit and show 1 for the newly rebranded Saki Bama Gogo. So this is. If you hear us referring to, you know, part one of the Power Block and you've gotten this off the archives and you're like, what are these idiots talking about? Well, that's because if you listen to it live on Sunday nights from 10 to midnight, you know, it's Indie Circuit and then it's followed right up by our second show.
It's back to back.
Back to back awesomeness.
Yeah, that's right. And,
wow. So anyway, you know,
half of the awesomeness are we in right now?
This is the first half of the awesomeness.
Oh, okay. So indie.
Yeah, exactly. This is the Indie Circuit. That's a lot of show planning.
Sorry,
I should
have been paying attention.
a lot of show planning.
I should have been listening to what you were just saying a minute ago.
It's easy to tune me out. Most people do, and that's a good thing. You know, you're like, oh, thank God, the music's here because that guy
the background
talks.
Noise,
I don't know.
Yeah,
get rid of that background noise. That guy droning on about nothing. Boy, tough week though. Ooh.
Yeah.
One of those weeks that was like started out smooth and immediately took a right turn, and oh, it was dealing with stress. Off the charts for two or three days at work, and then it smoothed out finally. The end of Thursday and Friday was all right. You know, it wasn't too bad. I don't mind work, but the stress stuff gets to me. Oh, my God.
And, of course, nobody up north cares, but it's been cold here, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're like, ooh.
By Florida standards, anyway, you know.
Yeah. It's funny. The guy came in to do a presentation about what his company does up in Indiana. And he's like, yeah, I got off the plane, you know, and he's like, up there, it's below zero in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, were you sad? And he was like, no, it still feels warm to me. And I was like, not to us. He was like, yeah, I know. I see kids walking alongside their cars with like parkas and stuff. And I was like, I'm good with just shorts on, you know, it's to them, it's a heat wave, you know.
Yeah, everyone was making fun of me because I was coming in like short sleeve shirts and stuff still and no jackets on.
Today wasn't that bad.
No, I mean, but like yesterday, I think was the record coldest day in 8 years.
Exactly. I don't know.
But again, you know, you're just going from your car to the building. How bundled do you really need to be?
I was. I didn't. You know, it was funny because I drive this little goofball car that I bought to keep the mileage off my good car. So I have this car that I just drive to work, and it's my beater, and it's this little Fiat. And when it gets really cold, it kind of goes. And then it finally starts, like, the battery's like, I don't know about this. Yeah. Like, I
was really made to start motorcycles, so putting me in this car to begin with was a bit of a stretch, but now you want me to do what?
Exactly. Whenever it's cold, it kind of gives this thing, like, I might not, okay, I'll start. And then it's fine, you know, it's not, I probably have to check the battery to see how many amps it's throwing out, but, all right, okay, well, here's some music, because I'm sure you're like, oh, my God, they're 3 minutes in, they're still talking in my head.
How about weather, too?
Hey, how's the weather up there? here's some music.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down into my belly.
The sun shining bright, I'll be home tonight, things are going my way. Hey, what a beautiful day. I'm feeling alright, you holding me tight in a glorious way. When I first met you, didn't feel so sure. When I first kissed you, being insecure.
Sometimes you have it all together. Life seems a joyful piece of cake. Cheer for those moments, for the better. Seems happiness is only for the take. Life is a house of cards. But when you realize the trouble starts, make some money, start to build a life. Bought a car, even found a wife. Look around and I found a place. All together, a steady base.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
It's happening. It's wild. And it's now. It's the Fonda Festival of Motion Picture Entertainment. Three big hits starring that easy rider Peter Fonda in three completely different roles. In The Wild Angels, Peter tangles with the real McCoy, the Hells Angels of Venice, California. In Spirits of the Dead, he joins with Brigitte Bardot, Alain Delon, and Terence Stamp in recreating one of Edgar Allan Poe's most terrifying tales. In The Trip, Peter teams with Dennis Hopper and Susan Strasberg for a dramatic journey into the weird world of the psychedelic. It's a complete Fonda festival. The Trip, Spirits of the Dead, and the classic The Wild Angels, all in color. Don't miss the many moods of Peter Fonda in the Fonda Festival. Three memorable Peter Fonda hits on one program. Rated R.
Hey, bud. Let's party.
Oh, my God. That was The Gentlemen of Rock and Roll. From their CD Rockin' Troll, huh? Nice wordplay there.
Yeah.
I played Beautiful Day, House of Cards, and Perfect.
How many women in that band?
None.
Hmm.
Weird, huh?
Yeah, go figure.
The gentleman and one lady of rock and roll. Yeah, the gentleman and first lady.
That would be, yeah, that would be good.
It could work, fellas. They're like, no, I don't think it would work. What are you going to do? So one of the things that made me kind of laugh as I was watching the idiocy of where, I don't have TV, but I go to the gym like four times a week, and I'm always on one of those stupid treadmills or on one of those bikes that don't go nowhere, and I'm forced because the gym I have has like those layers and layers of TVs, so there's always
the wall of TVs.
Yeah, and it's always the news. I don't know why they play the news as one of those things, but it's like History Channel and news and then, you know, local news and crap news. So it's thrust upon your... Do you think... If you could go back in time, now this is like travel back to like whatever, the 80s or the late 70s, do you think there was like the conversation between two scientists? And one scientist is like, oh my God, now we have these findings, we have this book, I'm going to present this to the world. And then the other guy was like, what are you going to call it? He was like, I'm going to call it global warming. It's really just talking about climate change. And do you think the other guy, if we could go back in time and say, no, stop. We're not smart enough to understand this. Say climate change, like say something different than global warming, because if you call it global warming, anytime it gets cold, people are going to go, derp, derp, I guess that's just stupid talk for the dumb scientists. I think he was probably, they were like, probably like, well, no one's going to misinterpret this. This is a scientific findings just because we're calling it global warming. I mean, that's just like a buzz term. That's not real. Like, and I think we could avert a lot of tragedy.
You know what? I don't know that we really could.
You don't think we're smart enough, even if they would have been like, super happy climate change time.
The problem with all of it is politics. I don't think the problem is the words anybody's using. It's the connotations behind them. You know, like,
gotcha.
People are...
So it's not that one scientist just misspoke that one time. Like, the title of the paper was just global warming, because he was trying to be kind of cool or whatever. That's not the problem. The problem is they just repackage it and then they make it so it's mudded up in politics. And
the problem is that on any issue, no matter how big or how small, you're going to have somebody who's negatively impacted and somebody who's positively impacted in some way.
Unless you're Switzerlandly impacted. That's just neutral.
Well, even
that's
even
not
there,
true. I know. Yeah. That's I'm joking. It's a joke. Yeah. It's a joke. Come funny time.
But when you got a group of people that are negatively impacted, if those people have any voice or any money, then you've got somebody that's going to stand up for that group because they realize that group has some form of power, and then they, you know, that person is a part of a political party, which is a part of a bigger group that then says like, do you believe in God? Do you believe in this? Then you must believe global warming is fake.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you have a large group of people who self-identify with that larger group of people.
Because that's all they have. I
and
mean, that's just like, oh, that's it.
And
you know,
particularly
like,
in our country, you can't pick and choose. You're basically either a Republican or a Democrat or a weirdo who wastes your vote, according to our country.
Yeah.
and to be in to be
and none of it uses a brain. It's weird.
Yeah. And to be a Republican means you basically have to you are lumped in with everything that group believes in. And if you're a Democrat, then you are lumped in with everything that group believes in. And if you don't take it all hook, line, and sinker, you're like, well, I'm a moderate this, or I'm a moderate that, or I'm this, but then I don't really so much, and then, but, like, the person you're talking to is now,
like,
their eyes just roll in the back of their head, and they're gone.
They're like, you commie.
You know, so, like everything, you know, like, at this stage of things, you know, everything is a hot button issue, essentially.
And I like
and
how
it doesn't really matter whether it's true or not, or whether you really believe it or not, because...
One of the things that's very continually both surprising and heartbreaking to me is that we've gotten to the point where everything becomes so argumentative that there is never any progress ever.
Yeah.
Like, we will never as a nation see another thing progress as long as I'm alive, because you could say something like, okay, we're going to each plant one pretty flower in a patch of grass, and it'll just become mired in, like, who's paying for this? And, oh my God,
yeah,
I'm allergic to flowers.
Where's the patch of grass going to be? Yeah. Which flower is it? Because my constituents would like it to be our state flower.
You remember in the 70s when they had people going out and they just planting a tree? Just plant a tree. And people just said, and if you didn't want to, that's cool too. You know, now it's like, how dare you? And it just, we have become a nation.
How dare you plant a tree on your property?
We've become a nation of we will never see any progress on any issue ever again as long as I live. And you go, like, wow, that's really sad, you know.
And you know, the thing is that one time I used to think that a third party, like, was the solution.
Yeah.
We needed somebody to combat that they could call themselves the reasonable party or the
logical
but the truth of the matter is that I don't think that would actually solve anything either, because
they'd get bought and stomped on.
Well, not only you know, the problem we have now is that roughly half the country who vote, you know, out of everybody that votes, basically roughly half of them are pissed regardless of what happens.
Yep.
One side's going to be pissed or the other side's going to be pissed. If you actually divided that all up and created a third party, that means two-thirds that actually bothered to vote in most cases are going to be pissed. That you're going to have a majority of the people in the country that do not believe they're getting what they wanted.
Yeah, no matter what.
The more fractured you get, the more problematic you get there, and I don't know.
Part of me is thinking, like, dude, just run for Congress. All I gotta do is get there, and I don't have to work another day in my freaking life. I don't have to ever...
You don't even have to show up 50% of the time.
I would. Why not? Just sit there and listen, you know, play Game Boy, you know. And just sit there and nothing. Nothing's ever going to happen. You're never going to have to.
C-SPAN Representative Mal from Florida. Again, looking into his briefcase in an odd manner.
I'd be like, whatever, dude. Look at this righteous level I just made on Mario Maker on my DS. I don't know. That's not anything I'm going to vote on.
We need an alien overlord. That's really what we need.
Oh, I know.
And it doesn't even have to be
a robot overlord.
I say alien because I would have hope that we'd be taken over by a civilization that's so big. They wouldn't really care too much about us. We'd end up with, like, a lower middle management alien.
Middle management alien just shows up. They're like, look, man.
Yeah.
I'm not going to... This is what we're doing. I don't
want to change everything here. We need certain things out of you on a regular basis. I don't really care how you do it.
We need you to convert oxygen to CO2.
You know, those resources you spend on weapons and war, maybe you need to spend that more on getting us what we want. Exactly. Because you got bigger fish to fry than each other now. And
I always wish that we'd accidentally turn on that robot factory that makes robots that are just...
You want Skynet.
I do want Skynet. I think I would be very good in that world. Like, I don't have to go to work anymore. My old job is just shooting stuff. And
you just run from one pile of rubble to the other, hoping the robots don't see you.
Shooting and stealing food and just... why not, man?
Well,
I mean, I know the...
Those of us with kids see it a little differently.
If it's bad, you know, but the first year or two are going to be kind of fun. It probably would get a little old after a while. But
well, why not a zombie apocalypse then?
Well, yeah, but that's a little bit crazy.
Yeah, but the robots.
That'd be the most
over,
fun.
Okay.
I mean, you know, the zombie apocalypse, especially if it was Shaun of the Dead zombies, that'd be the most fun.
Yeah.
I would be that guy on the top of the roof just sniping them, just like, ah, watch this. I'm going to put this guy's brains on that other guy's head. Just, you know, because I can shoot that well.
Yeah.
But also, it's fun.
Yeah, and you could go out there with a samurai sword on a daily basis and clear the lawn.
I don't know. Yeah. Oh, clearing the lawn. But then you had to clear the lawn again of the rotting stuff. It's tough. That's why the robots are better, because I think we'd have a big magnet thing that would just come and pick them up and just put them in a dumpster.
That's assuming you can beat them.
I know. I think the first layer of robots that try to attack us would be like really crappy firmware, and they wouldn't work so good.
They'd be like Teslas attacking your house. Yeah.
After like the second and third generation, those would be the bad ones, because they'd be like,
you're like, you don't have an arm or a gun or anything.
Be like, oh my god, look at how easy they are to kill. And then
I have to do is get behind a barrier.
And then the factory.
All you can do is hard or horn at me.
You're like, what are you, the wear car from Futurama?
Exactly. I choose to believe what my programming has told me to believe.
So, yeah, I don't know. But that's the kind of stuff. It might be fun. I don't know. There might be an upside to it.
That's true.
Here's some music for an upside to get away from this dreadful conversation of sadness. I mean, I'm not sad about it, I think...
You seem kind of hyped.
I would be hyped. If you woke up and you're like, oh, look, there's this thing happening... And now you don't ever have to go to work no more. The only job is just to arm yourself and make sure you have water and food.
I said, remember, I will hold the toilet paper over my head and announce in very clear terms, Mao, it is Promi, do not shoot, I have toilet paper.
We can still do the show, don't murder me. I'd be like, all right, here's the music.
I don't like violence, Tom. I'm a businessman. Blood is a big expense.
I don't know whether to sink or to swim. I cannot comprehend the shape that I'm in. I've been protected from all of the rules, and now they want me playing the game with the fools. No way.
To be insane, just to live in a world. So Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Hey, that was Bob Goblin. You all knew I was going to play him sooner or later. Those guys are really, man, those guys are awesome. I remember I reached out to them and they were like, oh yeah, so enthusiastic. They sent me CDs. They're just like really great guys. I even got some stickers. I love stickers. So I played off of Love Lost for Bloodlust. So I played Feel No Pain on the other side of the break. And I was like, I was feeling a little bit froggy. So I went, I'm going to do all of them. So I played Danger. They played Waiting for the Sun and Some Things I Want to Say. So, yeah, lots of Bob Goblin. Make sure you check him out. You know, I'm going to start linking all these shows in our show notes. We actually have Facebook pages, so you could go and, you know, like that page and follow us. That'd be kind of cool. Make me feel like I'm important. You know, my ego is tied to my Facebook pages like so many
millennials, yeah.
That's not true at all. No. I am going to start putting, like, the bands. I want to try and link the bands to it so it's more of an information source for you guys. If you're like, oh, well, I like that song. And if you hit up the Facebook page, you'll be like, oh, here it is. It was, you know, show 200, and it matches 200, and then you can click on it, and be like, yay, here's the stuff. And that'd be kind of cool.
Magic.
Yeah, it would be magic. It's almost like how information is supposed to actually travel on the information superhighway.
Or, you know, you could just go onto the Facebook page and pick a fight with someone, you know.
Yeah,
you can argue about something in the comments section.
Because that's not pointless.
Hey, that's sticky, though. That gets them to spend more time on our Facebook page.
Yeah,
so,
you should
so
go
that's
fight
That's what we need
people.
To do is go on there and say controversial things and then encourage people to argue with us.
What have we done wrong, man? That's the question you got to ask yourself, really. Before we get too deep, make sure you also check out some of the other stuff we got going on. You know, I'm going to have a Facebook page for... I do have a Facebook page for Saki Bamagogo with a really pretty righteous logo I made. I don't know if you saw the new logo.
I haven't yet.
It's cool. But you can also go to... I have another podcast. I talk about B-movies. You know, that's called...
Is this movies with, like, bumblebees?
Or? Yes, all bumblebees. It's just bee-based.
Wow.
Mostly it's about Seinfeld's bee-movie.
That's the only one that comes to mind. And,
that's called Slow Robot Agogo, so make sure you check that out. You can go to bunchofdorks.com or you can go to slowrobotagogo.wordpress.com. You'll be glad you did.
The who? The her.
Thank you, Chuck Norris.
We'll be right back. the crackling power of his evil instruments blast power into a giant sleeping hulk, which shudders, creaks, and slowly stirs. He bursts his steel bonds and stands. Frankenstein's monster.
Trick or treaters, all in debt. step by step, by the lead, past the raven that might betray. From above the pet cemetery, creep by creep so quietly, past the coffin of a man who reads a book of days that used to be held forever in memory.
2, 3, 4.
On skin.
It's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
All right, that was Monstroville, Haunted Beach Party. I would advise you go to Monstroville on Facebook, because it's almost like the Monstroville CD is a secondary thing. He has like this comic he draws and like a movie. I don't know. So
they should go onto Facebook and start fights on his page.
Yeah. I'm noticing
get him some sticky traffic.
I'm noticing a through line with you. I don't know. But yeah. So yeah, Monstroville.
No, I'm telling you,
out.
That's how you keep people engaged, you know? You nice. Get them fired up.
So, okay, good. Make sure you go there and have him yell at you.
Yeah.
No, don't do that. He's a good guy. Good music too. So make sure you check him out. Boy, I was I'm ordering all this music now from all over the world. And boy, we've gotten so used to we've gotten so used to Amazon. You know, I ordered this stuff. I'm ordering these exotic CDs from all over the world for the Asian, for Saki Bamagogo.
Mm-hmm.
And these ain't coming next day. Yeah, it's like sometime at the end of January or early February, you're going to see your record and or CD. And I'm like, oh, I miss Amazon.
I know. It is weird, isn't it?
Overnight. You
like
get
sometimes I've gotten things that were same day delivery, like literally faster than it would have been for me to leave work, go to the store and go home. And it's there.
I know. It's like you don't even have to leave your house, honestly.
Yeah.
Like you can have anything in the world delivered to you from that little magic box that people call a phone. But I mean, who do you ever talk to on your phone?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's be realistic it's here, yeah.
Portable texting computer.
I text my mother, so.
Exactly. You know, it's but I mean, I mean, still, like, I'm looking forward to when it does come, but, you know, I'm like, oh, I had to wait for those Guardians of the Galaxy records.
Yeah,
because
get this, everybody. Okay, Guardians of the Galaxy, real hard soundtrack to get a hold of, you know, at your local Walmart, Target, et cetera, et cetera. But Mao has to get a special one because he likes the cover art on the ones from the UK.
Hey, these are vinyl records, man. I don't begrudge waiting for them.
But it's just funny listening to you complain about having to wait for your Guardians of the Galaxy music because you decided to order it from across the pond.
Yeah, exactly.
Even though there's a store within walking distance that's selling it right now.
Yeah, but I don't know. Yeah,
yeah,
so
I gotta be
complicated.
Though.
You know what I mean? Sometimes I'm like, I'll complicate it a little bit, but it's worth it. So, yeah, finally it came, and now I'm looking forward to that. I'm like, yeah. So, I guess that's it for this week, man. Thanks for listening. My name's Mal with me, as always.
Promi.
And, you know, if you have the time, why don't you hang out with us a little bit longer, and we're going to roll right into our Saki Bamagogo. And that'll be a little bit more nerd talk and much angrier music, I guarantee.
We actually kind of have a small subject for that, too.
Nice.
This week, so, yeah.
See you next time.